Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, your ass?
Your ass. I tell you what's up. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light and other amazing products. So no matter what you're doing, whether you're listening to sports on the Plan B Morning Show, or you're watching sports, or you're playing in your Sunday softball league, whatever, you're good to go. You're good to go. Yeah. Nail it.
Good to go.
Good to go.
That's right.
Let's take it off, or let's kick it off, I should say, with NHL last night.
Let's take it off, you pervert. Let's this is sports.
Too hot. You can take it off.
Take it off.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right, go on. Let's kick it off with
hockey. Anyway, NHL Stars beating the Blackhawks 5-4 in overtime last night. NBA Pacers beating the Cavaliers 111-102. Caught a few NBA games last night. There's some good basketball being played. Tonight, Timberwolves going to be Detroit playing the Pistons 7 o'clock. Nets over in Chicago playing the Bulls at 8 o'clock. 76ers in Indiana playing the Pacers at 8 o'clock. Okay, here we go. Hey, you got to get that sound effect ready. I'm going to do a quick story, and then we're going to go back to horse racing.
Oh, good. I was hoping you were going to bring up horse racing because I have some news about the horse racing.
You got
racing.
Some news? So hopefully I hit the news in this next story, but we're gonna start it with Tim Tebow. I haven't seen the last of Tim Tebow in shoulder pads. What?
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
The former Heisman-winning quarterback who hasn't played an NFL game since 2012 is getting a chance to mount a comeback, Jesus, I can't even read, as a tight end with the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's right. After working out for the team or with the team, he was offered a one-year contract that will reunite with Jaguars coach Urban Meyer, who he went to. He was his college coach at the University of Florida. 33-year-old will get a shot, although he's considered a long shot to make the team's roster.
Okay, First, that's a crazy story. But what's even crazier is, did you read that right? He hasn't played a game since 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. Where in the F did the time go? That was almost 10 years ago. Are you serious?
Yep. Isn't that wild, man? Generations of players have gone and played football in that time frame. To 2012 to
that
now.
That can't be right. Is that right? Holy.
See, dude, he's old. You know what's wild, too? He looks like he could play. I mean, the guy looks in phenomenal shape. He's a big dude.
Well, yeah, he was staying in shape playing basketball, you know, and he's one of those guys. He's not out there drinking and doing drugs and going to strip clubs, so he's probably aged pretty well, you know.
So here's what it is. Can we chalk it up as this? All right, maybe he can play. I'm sure he can play. To the NFL standards, maybe not. But it's almost worth giving up a spot on the roster to get him in the locker room. The Tebow Knights or whatever they call him.
Yeah.
The dude just brings a great vibe to a team. And I was listening to some analysts on ESPN talking about it. They're like, it is probably worth giving up a roster spot just to have him in there. There's a vibe in the locker room when he's around, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it seems what he did with the Broncos. I mean, that Tim Tebow effect that was ever. That's why to me, it doesn't seem real that it was. I looked it up and his last game was with the Jets in 2012, but he was so prevalent. Everyone was talking about him that I feel like it was maybe 3 years ago that he hasn't played an NFL game. Dude, that's nuts. Almost a decade has gone past since Tebow had pads on.
It's just wild that you can walk up, you know. That after that amount of time, you can still walk up and be like, "Hey, you know,
hey guys, I want to play. Can I play some football with you guys?
I'm Tim Tebow. I sound like Towny. I don't know why."
I mean, dude, I gotta respect the guy.
What?
That's crazy. Might be a pussy, but I'm gonna respect him. So there you go, Tim Tebow. You're gonna see all the Tebow Knights back. I think that's what they're called, right?
Something like that.
Tebow Knights. I might be way off on that, but anyway, moving on. Horse racing, because that is like, I'm telling you, we've talked more about horse racing in the past couple weeks.
This is great, man. I love talking about horse racing. This is fantastic.
Talked about horse racing, right? The winner of the 2021 Kentucky Derby, Medina Spirit. That's right. Still under investigation because of the horse testing positive for anti-inflammatory drugs, which I really read that. Anti-inflammatory. That's terrible. No, it's not. What is that? Like ibuprofen?
Yeah, something like that. Something like that.
Can't give the damn horses can't give them ibuprofen, but we can shoot them in the face if they break their ankle.
I got a pill for them, a lead pill. I got a lead pill for them.
Scared me.
So have you seen now the latest explanation? Is that what you're leading to? Please tell
me. I think
so.
So listen to this. If the test upheld, Medina Spirit will lose the victory in a different horse. Mandolin?
I don't know.
Will be named the winner. That's right. As for the gamblers involved here, there won't be any action. There will be no refunds, and there will be no awards offered to anyone still holding a Mandolin ticket. Like it or not, bets will stand. All bets are final.
That's like going to the casino and be like, I didn't like the way the dice felt. Clickety-clack. Okay.
So, you know what, though? Obviously, it has to be that way. Because think about this. I mean, somebody could be like, oh, I lost a race. I'm going to pay somebody off to say, hey, he had drugs in him. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, you could just do that in any race and win.
Well, so this goes deeper because the trainer, right, Bob Baffert, was on Fox News, and he got a little, you know, tripped up when he was asked about it. Here's actual audio from him talking about it when he was asked about, because this has happened to five other horses that tested positive over the last year that this guy is involved with.
You've had five horses from the Baffert barn in the last year to fail a drug test. Now, what would explain that?
But they were all resolved. They were contamination, and we have to fight this. And for some reason, that is the problem right there. And people in the public don't understand. People in my world, they understand this is all BS. And unfortunately, it happened to Bob Baffert's not stupid. That's not a drug that I would use on a horse. We don't use that horse. We don't use that drug. The horse never had it in him. And we have the documentation. We're going to show everything.
Yeah, well, of course you have documentation showing that you didn't put an illegal substance into your horse. So now there's another thing that came out. They're saying that Medina Spirit failed the drug test because a barn worker took some cough syrup and then peed on some hay, which the horse then ended up eating. That's their excuse right now.
Wow. Wow, really? I don't know. Here's the thing. Let's just open the gates up to every sport, every horse, every human. If you want to juice, just go for it.
Well, here,
they don't all have these problems.
They're all about making money. Do two separate sports, all right? Do a regular race with non-juiced animals. And there then, be like, all right, folks, after the Kentucky Derby, we're going to have the Juiced Derby. And that is where all the horses have been just pumped full of steroids and everything you could possibly imagine. It's very exciting.
You know what that is? It's like a top field drag race. You know, you start with your pro stocks.
Yeah.
You got your pro stocks out there. You got, Uncle Jerry out there racing. But now we got the nitro cars rolling in, ladies and gentlemen. What are you here to see?
Do the same thing with baseball. Do the same thing with football. Have your regular league, all right? For people that are purist about it, fine. But then afterwards, or a different season, be like, all right, welcome to Steroid Football League, SFL. Yeah. And this is all the players that are basically roided out monsters. There's a lot of swearing. There is a murder occasionally, and it's great. And the same thing.
Wow, the stands are filled. That's amazing.
Yeah. And then after the home run derby, or the World Series, just do the steroid World Series, all right? Let all the players juice up and just do it that way. That way you won't have
them out of the park.
Discrepancies. So, you know who I feel bad though is I really do for the horse, because you know what's going to happen is that this guy, he's got the lawyers, he's going to be able to fight this, or at least keep living and doing his thing. But you know what's going to happen to the horse? The horse is going to be sitting in the barn one day eating his tainted hay, and some guy is going to come up polishing a gun, and he's like, "I'm sorry, man, this is how it's got to go." And he's dead.
God.
Yeah. They're gonna put a sugar cube on the end of that gun.
No.
Oh, is that a sugar cube? That's my favorite. Dead. The poor horse.
Why
is the,
does he talk like that?
That's Mr. Ed. Oh, that's
my favorite.
I'm tired from running that race. Is that a sugar cube? My favorite. Boom, dead. That's the way I see it.
The poor horse. Yeah. You know what? You stuffy-ass people in horse racing need to figure this out.
Yeah. You know what? One of these days, I just want one of those horses to just jump over the fence and just start hoofing all these rich people.
Knocking them out left and right.
All you see is just big hats flying up into the air. This horse is just like, F this, I'm out of here, man. I could be out roaming the prairie banging all these hot wild horses. And you got me.
Yep.
You got some little tiny guy strapped to my back who's whipping me. F it you guys.
I don't want to do this anymore. Just start knocking.
And God forbid I roll my ankle and then you guys will put a sugar cube on the end of a gun. And that's what I got to look forward to.
Oh, my God. You see monocles and big hats flying everywhere. I love it.
Just rich ladies clutching their pearls. My word. Oh. Harold, get me out of here. That horse
I've never had to deal with anything in my life.
Just mint juleps fly staining the ground. the stadium of Churchill Downs will run red with blood and mint juleps. That's what it is.
Buck his head off, Medina. Buck his head off.
All right. Okay, good. Anything else?
That's it. Just drugged up horses, man.
Good enough for me.
This morning.
All right. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 1B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Terrible.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Sorry, folks. I didn't approve this. I shouldn't have.
I made it. I'll admit it.
The worst part is I could just see you sitting in your basement just laughing your ass off while you're putting this together.
Yep.
Just like, this is going to be great. Brock's going to hate it.
Yep.
Blah.
It's funny, dude. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, real piece of trash. Anyway, folks.
It's part of our childhood, man.
Horrible part of our childhood, all right? I'm sure my mom hears that and gets PTSD, for God's sakes. Like, oh, my God.
Nightmare feel.
He's back. We got to keep things moving. It is time for your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing products, so you are never thirsty, ever. Mm-hmm. Not even if there's a fire.
Not even if there's a fire, huh?
Yeah, that's what I was going with. I don't know.
All right. We did scores last hour. We're just going to do stories this hour. Let's kick it off with endurance. Is that a sport? That's what it's labeled, though. Endurance. Hey, Brock, what do you do if you're training for a triathlon and you don't have a bicycle?
Trick question. I would never train for a triathlon.
There you go. Drink beers instead. If you're James Hung? I'm going to say Hung. If you're James Hung.
How do you spell it?
H-U-A-N-G.
Ooh, okay. I was going to make fun of you because it seemed pretty basic. But yeah, just say Hung. That's good enough.
Hung. Yeah. James Hung. Yeah. He rented a heavy bike to go up a mountain. That's right. 19-year-old college sophomore got a 45-pound city bike. Which is a New York City's official bike rental program. Rode it from Manhattan up to the peak of Bear Mountain, which is an elevation of 1,289 feet.
Christ.
He went 62 miles on the bike. Total time of 5 hours and 48 minutes, which cost him over $35. He told New York Post that he burned 3,882 calories heading up the mountain, that it was I was totally spent, in quotes. That's what he said. Moron, just get an electric bike. It's way easier. Pro football. Moving on. We haven't seen the last of Tim Tebow in shoulder pads. That's right. Talked about this last hour. Former Heisman winning quarterback who hasn't played in an NFL game since 2012 is getting a chance to mount a comeback as a tight end with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
It's Tebow. He's not mounting anybody, man. Isn't that kind of his whole thing?
Right. has he had sex yet?
I don't know. He said he was waiting for marriage, so. Is he married?
Is he married? I don't know. After working out for the team, it was offered a one-year contract to reunite him with the Jaguars head coach Urban Meyer, who he helped with the University of Florida. 33-year-old will get a shot, although it's considered a long shot to make him make the team's roster, really. So, I don't know. You think we'll see him on the field?
He's an athletic guy. He's still in great shape. It's not like he's been sitting on the couch eating Doritos like you and I, man. He's been playing baseball. I saw him at this weird Super Bowl like pre-party or something he did with a bunch of other like second-rate celebrities.
Tim Tebow.
Dude, he's still yoked, man. Like I guarantee he can still shoot up. Yeah, he's a big dude.
Here's the thing. You know, the people will bust on him. We bust on Tim Tebow. You know what it is? Pure jealousy. My God, look at the guy.
Yeah.
The greatest looking dude. He's yoked. He's in the NFL. He plays baseball.
Not riddled with STDs, you know.
One with the Lord. Yeah. I mean, come on. It is to the point. I think that's why people don't like him. You're like, dude, you come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say the F word. Say it.
Just say something.
It.
Do something wrong for God's sakes. Yeah.
Come on.
He's God's quarterback, man.
It's God's quarterback. Well, God needs more powers because he wasn't the greatest quarterback, that's for sure.
He's chucking footballs for God, man. I love it.
Moving on. Horse racing, our last story of the day. Tori Spelling, the winner of the 2021 Kentucky Derby.
Oh, my God. Dude, that's terrible.
Yes.
I don't even feel right about that. We've said some terrible things on this show.
Well, she looks like a horse. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Long face. Man. Winner of the 2021 Kentucky Derby, not Tori Spelling, unfortunately. Medina Spirit. Sorry, you get a you like the. She does though, dude.
That's so bad. Oh my God. Oh. Yeah.
Just to feed her biscuits off stage.
Oh God.
Anyway, Medina Spirit still under investigation because the horse tested positive for anti-inflammatory drugs. Like ibuprofen, is that what they're giving these?
I don't know. Yeah, this horse, you know, I think there's some foul play on. Either they really did cheat and it's more than just anti-inflammatory and we're not getting the full story, or someone is out to get these guys. I don't know, because this is ridiculous.
You know what's funny and what's just weird about it? Like in any other sport, it's like a dude who's juicing. You know, you can like talk to him. Like, hey, you know, like it's weird in this, but like the horse is just kind of there. Horse is like, you know, I run around a track once a year. And now everybody's yelling at me. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, you talk to the trainers, you talk to the jockeys, you interview the owners and everything like that, which, by the way, it has come out that according to the trainer, Bob Baffert, the doping positive test came from the fact that a barn worker took some cough syrup, peed on some hay, and then the horse ate it. That's how he tested positive, which seems like a stretch, but I don't know how
horses work. Seems like somebody asked him, and he was like looking around at the ground, like
cough syrup. Yeah, that's what happened. I don't know.
Also, with that story, if you put money on the second place horse, which was Mandalay,
because
now he's the official winner, you didn't get any money. Sorry, all bets were final at the race. So.
Yeah, I definitely feel like the horse is getting the short end of the stick, because here he is, all right? He was born, he's been trained ever since, all right? He's been working his ass off ever since he was a little, foal, all right? He was just a little guy, going around, and then he had to strap on some weird dude in some goofy outfit who's slapping him with a majestic animal,
dude.
Yep, and now he's getting in trouble, and the horse is like, look, man, I don't know what they're doing. Who do you think put the drugs in me? I don't have hands, folks. I don't got thumbs, bro.
I got fingers.
I got hooves. It's not my fault. Yeah. Right. You know what's going to happen to that horse? That's what's going to happen to that horse.
Just one misstep away. Dude, that horse, poor horse. A beautiful creature.
Yep.
Healthy.
Yep.
He has made people millions and millions of dollars. One misstep. Yep. One misstep, Brock.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But, yeah.
So there you go. That's your sport. Kind of an odd sport. From endurance to horse racing.
You know who I want to see ride a horse? Tim Tebow. That's who I want to see ride a horse.
Be majestic, wouldn't it?
That would be probably the
first time you see a unicorn.
That's how we know the second coming of Christ is happening, is if you see Tim Tebow shirtless on a white horse.
I'm Tim Tebow.
God's coming. Look out, everybody. Here I am on this white horse, looking all majestic with my shirt off.
Yeah, if you see Tim Tebow, You know, this is what it's going to be. It's going to be Jesus on the back of a white horse, and Tebow's going to be riding behind him.
No, Jesus is going to be on his shoulders.
Jesus is going to be on Tebow's shoulders as they ride off. But don't! This is what they talked about in the Bible. It's Tebow with Jesus on his shoulders. Yeah, just ripped up Tim Tebow shirtless with Jesus on his shoulders, and that's
we need to make that oil painting. You know, those like real majestic
oil paintings. I would pay upwards of a couple hundred dollars for that painting. If there's anybody out there who is decent at oil paintings,
come on. We need a white unicorn with Tim Tebow on it and Jesus on
what
Tim
about
Tebow
a Pegasus?
Shoulders.
All right, we got a Pegasus with the shirtless Tim Tebow. And Tebow's still
Minotaur.
Yes. No. Tebow is the centaur, and Jesus is riding centaur Tebow.
Now you're thinking.
And that is how the second coming of Christ happens in Leviticus, I believe, is in the Bible.
What a weird turn in sports.
I don't know what was worse, this one or us talking about a sugar cube on the end of a gun, and that's how they kill this poor horse. We'll see.
Hella sports report this morning.
Your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.